Answers Magazine, Volume 11.1, page 40. All Systems Go, by Tommy Mitchell. A healthy body requires more than working parts. Somehow they must work together for optimum performance. With around 200 types of cells, nearly 80 organs, and a dozen or so organ systems, the human body is wonderfully complex. But its enormous complexity becomes even more apparent when we see the intricate relationships between its organ systems. Each organ system plays a role in supporting and maintaining the body, but ultimately all the systems must work together. The body is designed to maintain a state of balance, or equilibrium, among its many systems. It already knows what is a safe range and how to respond if this range is exceeded. This state of balance is called homeostasis. Understanding the concept of homeostasis is essential if you want to understand how the body functions. You see, our body has trillions of cells and multiple types of tissues, organs, and organ systems. The internal environment of the body must be kept within strict ranges in order for each part to operate correctly. Our bodies are designed with many, many control systems that help maintain the balance necessary to create stable internal conditions. For example, our body temperature must be kept within a very narrow range. If our body temperature gets too high or too low, cells and tissue cannot work properly, or they die. Control systems trigger various adjustments, such as sweating and shivering, to help maintain correct body temperature. The amount of sugar in our blood must be kept within safe limits. Multiple systems play a role in controlling our blood sugar. The same is true for calcium or potassium in our blood, the volume of fluid in our blood vessels, or the level of acids in our body. The list goes on and on. Our bodies are filled with sensors and receptors that can detect changes in all these areas. When changes are detected, such as an increase in the acidity of the blood or a sudden decrease in the blood glucose level, the information is relayed to a control center that in turn sends signals to various parts of the body. These signals then cause a predetermined battery of tissues and organs to spring into action to correct the problem before the undesirable change causes the body to malfunction. To maintain so many variables within very narrow ranges demands a web of complex and precise interacting mechanisms. How likely is it that all these interactive controls could arise by chance? Not likely at all, is it? Something as incredible as this can only be the work of the master designer, by whom we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Dr. Tommy Mitchell, a fellow of the American College of Physicians, earned his MD from Vanderbilt University School of Medicine and practiced medicine for over 20 years. He is now a speaker for Answers in Genesis.